Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Evans Zulu. Originally from Zambia, Father Evans lives in Pietermaritzburg, a member of the Emma Petewan Priory. His preaching today is entitled, What Do You Need?
Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it. But he could not escape notice. Soon, a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Gospel reading today, we have this amazing woman who was a pagan. She was in need. Her daughter required healing. This need impels her towards Christ. It forces her to engage in a dialogue with the Blessed Lord in order to obtain cure for her daughter. The relationship this woman is having with our Blessed Lord is the one necessitated by her need for a daughter's healing. Will this relationship survive the cure? The woman in today's gospel does not claim her daughter's cure as her own right, but rather, in humility, she comes before the Blessed Lord. She recognizes the gift our Lord had in him and the gift she was about to receive. After the healing, we are not told of anything. It's like this woman just disappeared out of thin air. But one amazing thing about her is that she was able to identify her need. Every one of us has those needs, be it physical, spiritual, emotional, or any other need indeed. And as we come before the Lord on this day with all our different needs, let us remember that identifying these needs and presenting them before the Blessed Lord, we too can have our needs addressed. And it is only and only God who can satisfy those needs. Amen.